Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to talk about Meredith Cook today. She is the woman behind the stars. We're not talking about the stars in the sky. We're talking about famous people, especially people in movies, movie stars. Stars usually refer to people in movies, but it could refer to rock stars.
Could be TV, too.
And TV stars, etc.
Yeah.
So this person is kind of like the agent of all these stars.
Uh-huh.
And she represents a lot of actors, musicians, and writers. And we're going to talk about her today. And again, her name is Meredith Cook.
Right. It's kind of tough to get an agent. It took me a while in New York, but I finally got one. If you don't have an agent, it's very difficult to even audition for things. So if you're looking for an agent, good luck. And you need someone who's tough, who will represent you well, but who is a nice person. I got a great person. Anyway, this is the woman behind the stars. And like Tom said, she represents famous people so that they don't have to do the nasty thing like negotiate how much you're going to be paid. I never had to talk about that. I just left that with my agent, and she would tell me, you usually have to pay agents 10% of everything you make.
Okay, well, I wouldn't know that because I've never been famous enough to have an agent. I have to be my own agent.
You're your own agent, yeah.
For most of the time. Mm. But if you're somebody famous in Hollywood, for example, you might need to have yourself a pretty good agent to get you good jobs and get you on good talk shows, get you high-paying commercials and promotions and stuff like that.
Right.
So, indeed, I guess Meredith Cook is this kind of person, and she is highly sought after in Hollywood. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back.
Meredith Cook has certainly made a name for herself as one of Hollywood's top publicists. She represents a number of actors, musicians, writers, and other big names in show business. AMC Showbiz recently named her one of the 50 most influential people in Hollywood today. Cook always knew she wanted to work with top celebrities. She majored in public relations, PR, at the University of California, Berkeley, and moved to Los Angeles after graduating. There, she cut her teeth in several PR firms, moving up the ladder and getting publicity for her clients wherever she worked. Cook saw the potential of reality TV long before many of her peers did, and boosted the careers of many young stars who first appeared in this medium. Eventually, Cook decided it was time to strike out on her own, so she started her own PR business, Cook's Kitchen. The fact that many of the celebrities she previously worked with signed up with Cook's Kitchen shows how much they trust her. Cook has also been at the forefront of the social media revolution, ensuring that the stars under her care are not just the flavor of the month. Cook's Kitchen's menu now includes the best-selling writer Dean Brown and the Oscar-winning actress Vera Douglas, who says she owes her stardom to Cook's PR skills. To see who else Cook's Kitchen represents, check out the company's website.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about Meredith Cook now. You know something, when we mentioned AMC Showbiz here, I began to smell a rat. You know, I was actually convinced that there really is an author by the name of Dean Brown and that there really is a talent agent in Hollywood by the name of Meredith Cook. But this company that we work for is called AMC.
It is, yeah.
And I saw this and I go, wait a minute. So I had been duped. I believed all this stuff. Actually, Dean Brown and Meredith Cook are fictitious people that we made up just to talk about this particular subject. Boy, do I feel like a dummy.
Yeah, Tom, just use that word duped. If you're duped, someone's tricked you into believing something that's not true. Yes, Tom, you've been duped.
Wow.
D-U-P-E-D, duped. So it's just stuff we've made up just to talk about some of these topics. So ANC Showbiz, yeah, it's not real. So let's get back to this. The woman behind the stars, oftentimes we'll talk about people who support somebody else as being behind them. I'm really behind you. Go for it. Do a good job. Well, this woman is behind the stars. You don't really know about her or see her if you're just just one of the public, but the people in the business know that she represents some stars.
Exactly. Well, Meredith Cook, again, this person is just fictitious, but she has certainly made a name for herself as one of Hollywood's top publicists. Mm. If you make a name for yourself, that means basically, well, you don't necessarily become famous like a movie star, but basically you get very successful in whatever career you are choosing. So she's made a name for herself. People know about her, especially if you're known in the business or something. Oh, yes, Bill, he's a great headhunter in that field, a person
right.
you want to go to if you're looking for a job because he's made a name for himself. Everybody in the industry knows about him.
Right. So you definitely want people talking about you, but they have to know about you. You want them to remember your name. So if you're a publicist, of course, you get out there and try to get some publicity for your client. So these talent agents or PR agents, sometimes they're separate. You can have a talent agent, and then some people have a PR agent too. So she is busy calling up different places during the day, magazines, shows, trying to get them to have interest in writing a story about her client or booking her client for a show, because that's what a publicist does. You study PR or public relations in school, and then you go and work for a PR agency. I think we've talked about what an agency is. It's a company, but instead of calling it a company, we call it an agency because they provide a service for people.
Exactly. So she's a publicist and she represents lots of actors, musicians, writers, and other big names in show business. Mm-hmm. So she represents them. She stands in place for them. Your lawyer might represent you at a trial, for example. You could say she's a representative. That's a related term. If you serve in the legislature, you might be a representative of your district, wherever you're from. But in this case, she just represents them, of course, because they're too busy acting and singing and writing to do these things themselves.
Right. Yeah, they don't have time to be working on their publicity. Although nowadays, stars are using social media a lot. So it's a chance for the public to actually kind of communicate directly with stars. We couldn't do that when we were growing up. There was no social media. But they're using Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of these things.
Absolutely. That's how you publicize yourself nowadays if you want to be famous. But I guess you could still have an agent or a publicist.
Oh, you still need one if you're famous, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do all sorts of stuff nowadays. And the next sentence here talks about, I guess it's a publication or a website or something. It's called AMC Showbiz, and it recently named her one of the most 50 influential people in Hollywood today. Okay, again, this is just a made-up publication or website or whatever called AMC Showbiz, but they know a lot about these things, and they've determined that she is one of the 50 most influential people in Hollywood. There are lots of people in Hollywood who are very influential, so if you are in the top 50, you must be something special.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go on to the next paragraph. Cook always knew she wanted to work with top celebrities. So we're referring to when she was growing up, maybe as a younger person, she thought, oh, it's my dream to be around stars and celebrities. A celebrity doesn't necessarily have any talent, though. Mm. A celebrity can just be famous. So if you're a celebrity, it just means you are well known to the public.
Exactly. So, yes, indeed, she wanted to work with these celebrities, and she majored in PR or public relations at UC Berkeley, the University of California at Berkeley. Lots of people from Taiwan have studied there, certainly know about it. That's in Berkeley, which is in the Bay Area, Northern California. But then she moved to Southern California, mm-hmm. Los Angeles. She moved there after she graduated from the University of California at Berkeley.
It says here that she cut her teeth in several PR firms. And that's how she would begin moving up the ladder and getting publicity for her clients wherever she worked. This phrase, cut her teeth, you're probably thinking, what?
Yeah,
what
weird.
Does that mean? Okay, think of a little baby. As their baby teeth come in, their teeth have to cut through their gums and drop down, right? Mm-hmm. So if you cut your teeth, it just means that's when you first started learning whatever you're trying to learn. We have another phrase, that's where she learned the ropes. which also means you're learning something about either a hobby, a career, doing something, but you're just starting, so you're cutting your teeth somewhere.
You could also show someone the ropes if you've just started at a company. Hey, Mr. Jones here will show you the ropes. He will introduce you to various things in the office, where the copy machines are, et cetera, introduce you to some employees, show you the ropes. But here she cut her teeth. She learned the basic skills here in several PR firms or agencies, companies. A firm is a company, a professional company. Like a law firm, for example. And then she was moving up the ladder, and she got publicity for her clients wherever she worked. So she was moving up the ladder, the corporate ladder, we can say. Also, you're climbing the corporate ladder. You're getting promotions and getting higher and higher in the company, getting a higher and higher salary, getting more prestigious and becoming more and more famous. And eventually you're up to a point where you might actually be the boss and you can tell people what to do and they can't mess with you, or you can punish them severely.
Or you could just move up the ladder and become a great boss and not hurt people like Tom wants to. But she, of course, wanted to, you know, continue to be successful. Some people don't care about moving up the ladder. They just want to stay in their position and be left alone. But I did. I wanted to get ahead. I wanted to have more and more responsibility, you could say. She saw, it says in the next sentence, the potential of reality TV. Potential means you can see that there's a possibility of the future becoming bright for something. So if you have a potential talent or a potential gift, it means you haven't really developed it fully yet, but you might be really good if you keep working on it. Reality TV is where, when there's not a script and they just bring in cameras and film people living their lives or doing a particular thing. Maybe it's a cooking show and they're just saying things that come to their heads, come to their minds. They're not doing a drama where everything's written down. And that has become very, very popular, I would say, in the last, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I've heard about these shows. I don't know much about them. I think one of the first ones was about Ozzy Osbourne or something like that, the Osbournes. But then there were other shows as well.
Well, even the competition shows like Top Chef, you know, which I watch, that's considered reality TV too, because nobody is actually memorizing lines. They're just having cameras on them and they say what they want to. And then it's edited. But that has become a big moneymaker for networks. We talked about networks in our last show because they don't have to pay as much money to pay famous actors, right?
Yeah, they just want the publicity there. Yeah. So I guess it's a good format. And, of course, she recognized the potential of this particular format before her peers did. Peer here is just people who are your equal. They are people who are in the industry working perhaps for other companies, but they have the same status, the same level as you do. Peers could be anything. Your peers, your coworkers at your company, your classmates at school, people who basically are around you at the same level that you are.
Okay, in the next paragraph, we see what Cook did next to really help her career. Sometimes you can climb up the corporate ladder, but maybe there's some people ahead of you that you'll just never get ahead of because they're younger or they're not old enough to retire. So what you might want to do is start your own company. Here it would be start your own firm. She decided it was time to strike out on her own, which means it's time to leave a established company and go out and have an adventure. It's risky because you might fail, but if you succeed, it's great.
Exactly. But again, if you fail, you end up living on the street begging for money and shouting things about socialism. So then she started her own PR business and Cook's Kitchen. That's the name of her show or something. And
it's the name of her company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking of cooking shows. It sounds like a good name for a cooking show. But it goes on here in this long paragraph here. It says, the fact that many of the celebrities she she'd previously worked with signed up with Cook's Kitchen shows how much they trust her. So the fact, because so many celebrities signed up with her company, these are celebrities who worked with her before, because they all signed up for her company or signed up with her company, mm-hmm. that just demonstrates or shows us how much they trust her. So they know about her. She's reliable. She's responsible. She's professional. And so all these celebrities want to be signed up with her. They want to be her clients.
That's right. It says here that she has been on the forefront of the social media revolution. The revolution means a complete change in something. It's really changed the way celebrities even do business. It's changed the way we kind of have direct contact with celebrities. It's kind of fun. Forefront just means you're in a leading position or you're in a leading place. So she was into social media before a lot of other people. And this ensured that the stars under her care were more than just the flavor of the month. If you're the flavor of the month, guys, it just means you're popular or well-known or liked for a short time, and then the public moves on, and then they like somebody else. I knew a guy who would date a lot of different girls, and we'd say, oh, his current girlfriend is his flavor of the month. He'll move on next month.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Sometimes you really meet a fantastic girl. She's everything. And then you get kind of bored of her pretty fast.
Oh, Tom.
So well, it's kind of true. I used to feel guilty about that, but I think that's what happens with a lot of people. But in any case here, yeah, she wants these clients to have staying power.
Right.
She wants them to be around for a long time and not just a flash in the pan, mm-hmm. not just somebody who's famous one night and then totally unknown the next. So that's what she's doing here, making sure that they are more than just the flavor of the month. And Cook's Kitchen's menu now includes the best-selling writer Dean Brown and Oscar-winning actress Vera Douglas. Wow, it's kind of strange here, Stephanie, that I've not heard of either one of these two people. But in any case here, yes, we're saying it's her menu. That's because it's the name of her company. Her name is, you know, Meredith Cook, you know, her kitchen, you know, so her menu are basically her lists of clients.
It's clever. It's clever. Actually, these people aren't real people. We kind of made them up for the article, but it's fun to think about. So we've got a writer who's a best-selling author. Cool. Mm-hmm. If you're best-selling, it means you're probably at the top of the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
And also, they've got an Oscar-winning actress. She's won an award. And she owes or can say that all of her stardom is thanks to Cook's PR skills. If you owe somebody something, it means they've done something great for you and you owe them a favor, which means you should probably do something good for them in return. So it's because of Cook's PR skills that she's famous. Now, to see who else Cook's Kitchen represents, you got to check out the company's website. But guys, don't go there because it's not a real website.
There might be some place called Cook's Kitchen somewhere. It might actually be a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
But please remember that this is all in fun and it's for the sake of education. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher before we have some discussion questions.
Hi, 大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是 Alice。今天我们要一起阅读的课程是 Unit 9， 多义单元的第二天课程 The Woman Behind the Stars。在今天的课程中，介绍了一位好莱坞顶尖的公关人物 Meredith Cook。我们看到第一段的第一句 ，Meredith Cook has certainly made a name for herself as one of Hollywood's top publicists. 梅瑞蒂斯·库克无疑地以身为好莱坞的顶尖公关人员之一而成名。这句有一个片语 make a name for oneself, 就是指变得出名。我们也可以说 make one's name。如果要说以什么身份变得出名，我们可以说Make a name for oneself as... 点点点。例如 Ann Lee made a name for himself as one of the top directors in the world. 李安以身为世界上最顶尖的导演之一而闻名。 接下来我们看到这段还有几个和 name 相关的用法，例如第二句的中间有一个片语 big name， 这个片语就是指 a very famous person。 另外本段的最后一句也有一个 named， 在此做动词用，有选定命名的意思。 name A as B， S 可以省略，就是指选 A 为 B。 像这句就是在说 AMC 娱乐杂志选 Cook 为当今好莱坞最具影响力的50人之一，而片语 name A after B 则是指以 B 的名字来命名 A。 例如 John decided to name his first son after his grandfather， 约翰决定以他祖父的名字来命名他的第一个儿子。文章的第二段提到 Cook 一直想跟名人合作，在大学时主修公共关系，并且在大学毕业后搬到洛杉矶。我们看到这一段的第三句 There she cut her teeth in several PR firms, moving up the ladder and getting publicity for her clients wherever she worked。 在那里她在几间公关公司磨练学习晋升，而且无论在哪间公司工作都替他的客户争取到媒体关注。这句有一个片语 cut one's teeth， cut teeth 本来是指小朋友长牙齿的意思。例如 Mary's daughter cut her first tooth nearly 7 months after her birth， 玛丽的女儿大概在出生7个月后长出第一颗牙齿。所以 cut one's teeth 就用来表示to get one's first experience of a particular type of work and learn the basic skills， 也就是指在工作上初次学得经验和技巧。例如 The reporter cut his teeth at a local newspaper， 这名记者在当地的一家报社磨练学习。接着我们看到课文的第三段，这段提到 Cook 后来自己出来创业，并且创办了一家公关公司，而且受到很多名人的支持。我们看到这一段的第二句 The fact that many of the celebrities she'd previously worked with signed up with Cook's Kitchen shows how much they trust her， 许多他以前合作过的名人与库克厨房签约的事实显示了他们有多信任他。这个句子有点长，我们来一步一步分解句子。首先这句的主词是 the fact， 后面用一个 that 来引导一个名词子句，从 that many 点点点到 with Cook's Kitchen， 这个整句都是名词子句，视为一个名词用来当 the fact 的同位语。而本句的主要动词也就是搭配主词 the fact 的动词就是 shows， shows 后面再用 how 开头所引导的名词子句来作为 shows 的受词。我们举个例子， The fact that Brian is afraid of cockroaches amused us， 布莱恩怕蟑螂的这个事实令我们觉得有趣。这句的主词就是 the fact， 后面的 that 子句 that Brian is afraid of cockroaches 是名词子句作为 the fact 的同位语。本句的主要动词是 amused， 受词则是 us。 以上就是今天的多益课程，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, here are some discussion questions. Let me ask you this first, Stephanie. Have you ever met a celebrity? Describe the experience.
When I was in New York, you would pass by people quite frequently. I can't say I ever met them, but the one celebrity that I was most excited about was Pierce Brosnan, who is so gorgeous. Uh-huh. He's 007, or he used to be. And I saw him, and, you know, I don't want to be weird, you know, and embarrass myself, you know, by slobbering all over them. I met several people. One of my favorites, though, is Alan Rickman, who was played Snipe in the Harry Potter films, who
has since passed away.
He's a great guy.
Cool. Well, actually, I did meet a celebrity once. Actually, she met me. I think it's a famous singer here in Taiwan, Jolene Tsai or something.
She met you, huh?
Yeah, she came up to me on the street and she said, "Hey, you're such a handsome guy. You look really smart. I really need some advice with my career. Can you help me out?" I said, "I'm sorry. I just don't have time. I'm busy right now. Can you go talk to somebody else, please?" And, of course, I didn't know who she was at the time. And somebody said, "You just said goodbye to Jolene Tsai. You're stupid. You should have stopped to talk to her."
Wow.
Of course, I made that all up.
Oh, darn.
Never happened. But in any case, maybe I have come across celebrities before and I didn't know it. But in any case, that pretty much takes care of that first question here. Let's move on to the next one. Why is it important for famous people to have good publicity?
Because a lot of directors will only cast people that they think the public will pay money to see. Of course, we think, oh, no, they pick the best actors, but that's not always true. They pick people that actually draw people into the box office or get people to pay good money for tickets. Movies aren't cheap to go see anymore, you know?
Yeah, well, it is true that movies sell tickets if they have famous people in them, but I like movies that don't have famous people in them because they seem like they're more believable, okay? If these are people that I've never seen before and won't see again, then it makes the story more credible. Mm-hmm. If it's a celebrity, you know, okay, they just hired this person because they're famous and stuff like that, so of course it's a made-up story. I think Mel Gibson made some movie about the Mayans or something, and he hired local actors, and I liked that idea. Huh. I thought that was pretty cool, although I think he received quite a lot of criticism about the way he depicted the Mayans or something, but that's another story.
Wow. Yeah, they all need to have their name in the media. You just need to keep thinking about them because everybody wants to be a star, and someone's trying to take their spot, you know?
True. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our program, everybody. Thank you very much, and hopefully some of the things that we said will help you become really, really famous in the future. And if you do become famous in the future, and it was because of our program, we need a 10% service fee for that. Send it along to us in about 10 years or so. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for joining us. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.